With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. A state lawmaker says she wants members of South Dakota's legislature to talk about student debt. State Representative Paula Hawks says the concept of debt-free college allows people affordable opportunities to gain training and contribute to South Dakota's economy. Hawks says she plans to start the discussion by filing a resolution for 2016's legislative session.
By submitting that resolution, I will reach everybody because they'll read it. Because, you know, it is our job to read those resolutions, to know what it is we're going to be discussing, what we're going to be voting on. And by starting that process of having them read it, I do start the conversation because people will come and talk to me about it. And obviously, of course, because I'm submitting that resolution, I'll be going and talking to people as well. I will be building that coalition because it's something that needs to start, and it's a grassroots effort to get it started.
Hawk says students who graduate with significant debt have trouble buying cars and homes, finding quality jobs, or starting small businesses. Hawks is Democrat and a candidate for U.S. Congress in November's election. She challenges current Republican Congresswoman Kristi Noem in next year's statewide vote. Sioux Falls police say three people are facing drug charges after almost 200 grams of cocaine were discovered in a car during a traffic stop. Police spokesman Sam Clemens says the car was stopped around 8 p.m. Saturday after the driver cut off another vehicle that had the right of way. Clemens says an officer smelled marijuana coming from the vehicle and a search uncovered three bags with cocaine. Clemens says 19-year-old Blake Schroeder, 19-year-old Matthew Huff, and 18-year-old Abigail Thomas, all of Sioux Falls, were arrested. They face charges of possession and distribution of a controlled substance and possession of marijuana and paraphernalia. Records show Schroeder, who was driving the car, and the passengers are at the Minnehaha County Jail. It wasn't immediately clear if they have legal representation. Your South Dakota weather forecast for tonight: increasing clouds, patchy fog east, lows in the upper 20s, southeast to mid to upper 30s, far west through south central. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy east, slight chance of light rain or sprinkles, possibly starting as light freezing rain north central early.